Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Heidi Klum talks love, marriage, and Shrek. Jesse Tyler Ferguson does his best Celine Dion impression. Ellen surprises superfan Fernanda Ferreira with all of the 12 days of giveaways.
Amazing.
That was a heart stopper. And we learn what happens when Ellen's writers talk in only song lyrics to strangers.
Poor Lord.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well.
It ends fantastically, is what it ends. I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Ed Anderson Glavin.
And I'm Andy Lastner, host of Andy and Friends.
Hi. I'm recently engaged, Kevin Uliman.
Oh,
that's
yay!
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
We all just got
big
back
news
from our
here
breaks.
At Andy and Friends. Kevin Uliman.
Oh, there it is.
Kevin Uliman engaged.
Engaged.
Kevin.
In Kauai over the
now,
break.
I have a little problem with
what
all of this. Well, we sit in this room every day, about 10 hours a day. We sit
yes.
together. I knew when Andy was going to propose to Lori.
Yes.
Ed was already very happily married before I met him.
Yes.
I've known other staffers who are going to propose to their beloveds.
Yes.
I felt left out in the dark.
I'm sorry. I really didn't know when we left for break that it would happen over the break.
See, there you go.
I had been thinking about it for a long time, obviously. But then it just, the stars aligned. We were in Hawaii, and I had a chance to talk to his parents.
His being the fabulous Chris Patrick.
Chris Patrick, yes.
Yes.
So I got a chance to see both
handsome.
Of his parents over the break.
Equally, Kevin and him, what a handsome couple.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
brother.
He's considerably younger yeah. than Kevin, but handsome.
Just
did
the 9
you,
years.
Did you ask, did you ask his parents for permission?
I asked, yeah, both sets of his parents. I talked to them before.
And you average the results, and the results
average, were... Yeah, they cancel each other out, so I'm mad with it.
So you're 50 and he's 41?
I'll kill you. All right, enough about me. What else happened over break real quick?
All right, what
Andy
else happened over break?
Andy gained about 8 to 12 pounds,
that
it looks like.
That is not true.
Well, to be fair,
holiday
to
weight.
Be fair he had a birthday.
He had a birthday?
I did have a birthday.
Yeah.
Went to Benihana with the family.
He is, you know, he's not wearing socks, and he's wearing a comfortable sweatpant now.
Yeah, so. Today. That's what yeah. happens on Fridays. When
nothing
you
like
feel
an elastic
heavy.
Weight band
sure.
to
and,
waistband.
And Mary had a birthday.
I had a birthday.
Happy 75th to Mary Connolly.
Thank you.
Did you travel anyplace, Mary?
I did. Our whole family went to Israel, and I spent my one birthday on a plane to Israel. And then, you know, the crazy story is I kind of have two birthdays. And I then spent my second birthday also traveling on a plane to Israel. And as much as I love the trip, I wish I had that decision back.
Yep. It looked incredible. And Ed? Jackson Hole?
Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Yep, that's true. I didn't have a birthday, Kevin. My birthday's in September.
That's
September
true.
8th, the day
awesome
we,
trip,
the day we
like.
Premiered.
I had a fabulous holiday. I
surrounded by animals.
I was the guy skiing on the mountain with the skis really far apart, if you were looking for me.
A wide stance, Ed Glavin.
I have a wide stance. I do. Yeah. I do. Takes a village to get me down a mountain. That's
and
all
you,
I'm saying.
And you helmeted up.
I wear a helmet now. I wear a helmet skiing. And I also wear a helmet on my new Vespa.
Oh, yeah. Ed got a Vespa for Christmas.
Yeah.
Debbie Glavin. Hats off to Debbie Glavin for finally caving on the Vespa request.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, she stands to inherit a lot of money.
she hopes it doesn't go well on the Vespa.
It's her best shot.
Yeah. That's like a Harley. A Vespa's like a Harley, right? It's similar.
It's like a Harley with a basket on the front with a baguette in it.
Is it really fun to? Yeah,
I love it.
Can
I love
Debbie
it so
ride?
Have you had any weird, like, close things going? Oh, I just almost fell.
Oh, I've almost driven it into multiple walls in my carport. I keep driving it in circles in my carport, and you know, that's not the brightest move. But
you should
I can't
ride with
it.
The
I'm
Shriners
like,
in the Burbank Parade.
I'm yeah. like a little boy.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't help it. I drove it to Starbucks, and then I realized I need a cup holder.
If you're anything like us and you exercise a lot, you go through a lot of gym clothes, which means more loads of dirty laundry. Nice gym clothes have gotten really expensive.
Buying trendy and affordable gym wear does not have to break the bank, Kevin. Our solution to this predicament is a brand called Fabletics. Fabletics is a fashion-focused activewear brand founded by our friend, really my friend.
It's actually, she's my friend.
My friend.
I know her well. Kate Hudson.
I know her better
Goldie
than you.
Goldie Hawn's daughter, just one of many celebrities I know.
No. Nope.
But anyway, founded by our friend Kate Hudson, and its mission is to empower women by making a healthy, active lifestyle accessible to everyone. because of its exceptional price point.
Fabletics is offering an incredible deal you don't want to miss. Get two leggings for only $24, normally a $99 value, when you sign up for a VIP. Just go to fabletics.com/goellen to take advantage of this deal now.
That's fabletics.com/goellen to get two leggings for only $24. Also, free shipping on orders over $49. International shipping is available, and there is absolutely no commitment when you purchase your first order.
Also, a pro tip, if you guys become a VIP with Fabletics, you'll get up to 50% off regular pricing and instant access to their latest collections. Plus, the best part is there's no commitment to order on a regular basis. You can skip any month. So that's fabletics.com/goellen, fabletics.com/goellen.
It's an exciting day.
It is an
exciting
day.
We have our 2-hour premiere of Game of Games tonight.
I know, Game of Games. We're so excited.
Very excited to see that.
Yeah, season 2.
Season 2. How about that?
And I have to say, season 1 of Game of Games was an event by anyone's objective measurement. Season 2, I think, is exponentially better on several levels than season 1. First of all, Ellen knows how all the games work, and she's so much more invested in the players and not worrying about how all the machinations of the gameplay works. And
yep.
She's just so
allowed
fun.
Allowed her to just have fun.
Yeah, she's just so fun to watch. The games, Kevin Lehman, creator of pretty much every game we play, they're just brilliant and big and messy, and the people who play the games are absolutely hilarious.
What I love how much fun it is to watch the gamers having fun, Ellen having fun, and it's a show that I get to watch with my whole family. It's like everyone loves watching it, and that's rare for us.
Tonight there's 5 new games you've never seen before.
Which games?
You get Stink Tank, Oh Ship, Knock'em Boots, Taste Buds, and Son of a Wine Monster.
Oh my
Okay,
gosh.
My 6-year-old Katie really loves Knock'em Boots.
Oh, really?
She wants to play Knock'em Boots.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Very fun. Oh, yeah. And this year, we're doing something totally new where you can win money watching Game of Games. We have a really awesome app that while you're watching the show, you'll hold the app up to the TV and you'll get clues sent directly to you. And then at the end of the show, you submit what you think the clues mean, and you could win thousands of dollars.
Amazing.
Just for watching television.
That's so cool.
And the
cool.
app is free. Yeah, so check it out.
And the app's really cool. The Game of Games app is really cool.
That's awesome.
I don't think you'll regret it if you download it, for sure. All right. It seems like we should start by talking about Heidi Klum.
Oh, I love her.
I'll start.
Sure.
She's not beautiful.
Oh. Yeah.
Heidi Klum's beautiful. She was here. We taped Heidi Klum before the Christmas break. Right?
Yep.
She was here. We always have fun with Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the break, what happens?
Oh, she gets engaged.
She gets engaged.
Engaged.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about that.
Yes. We did not ask her if she was ready to get serious with her boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, it seems like she was ready.
Halloween is such a big thing for you. This year, you went as Fiona from Shrek, right?
He was Shrek and I was Fiona.
How long did this take y'all?
It took probably, I don't know, like 8-9 hours.
That's insane.
Yeah, like I always wanted to be Fiona, and I never had a Shrek, and now I had a Shrek, so I was like, will you be my Shrek? And he said, yes, of course, I would love to. And then, you know, I kind of didn't mention that we were going to arrive in this onion carriage buggy thing that was in the movie. And he was like, what, I have to go in this? I mean, he was so nice that he agreed on all these things. Because also, you know, having the suit on, you know, you're really hot. Like, at the end of the night, like, I literally pulled my dress off and I had this spank thing underneath, you know, in order to have, like, nice thighs and have a nice booty and all that. It literally looked like I peed myself. It was all wet. It was because it was so hot under this thing.
I bet you lose weight wearing all those outfits.
Yeah, and because nothing breathes, like, everything is prosthetic, so you kind of, like, incubate it.
It's amazing you have good skin, because I would think that all that would mess up your skin.
Afterwards, it does a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they put this harsh stuff on it, and then in order to get it off, they really have to, like, dig underneath and rip a little piece, dig underneath and rip a little piece. So it's hard to get that off. It takes about 2 hours to get it off.
Wow. That was a real test. So he's still with you, huh? He didn't leave?
He has not left yet, no.
See, I would have left. If that was me and someone made me, I'd be like, bye-bye.
It's only once a year, Halloween.
It doesn't matter. That's a whole day. The whole day is gone.
So let's see how he will do this year on Halloween.
All right. And has he proposed yet?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, I just thought maybe on New Year's Eve or something, because that would be the night to do it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Do you want to get married?
I've been married twice.
No, I know, but do you want to get married to him?
I still believe in love in the marriage, I do. And I, you know, even though I've failed twice at it, I guess I'm not very good at it, but...
That's not true. You have to find the right person. You both have to be the right for each other.
I found a great person. Yeah, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, he hung out and was Shrek for you, so that's the...
Yeah.
He hid that amazing body and that face and that costume, so... I mean,
yeah, he does have an amazing body.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, you could tell on the show that she's crazy about him.
Yeah.
You could see that she's really in love with him. She's just, there's something about her. Like, she's been here a lot, and I've never met her. I feel like I know her.
You've
like,
never
she's,
met her?
Oh, really?
I've never met her. No. She's so down to earth. I mean, you've not allowed me to meet her.
No.
You've told
it's
her.
Better. Well,
yeah. So I hosted 5 Second Rule for the show.
Yes.
Because Twitch was out. And I got to tell Heidi the first time I met her, I was invited over to Ellen's house for a party, and I was, like, maybe a writer, if that. I was probably the writer's assistant.
Right.
And Heidi Klum, I thought I was like, I'm like, ooh, Hollywood party, I'll put on a cute outfit. Got all dressed up, what I thought. Go to the party, and Heidi Klum comes over to me and asks me to get more appetizers. She thought I was one of the cater waiters.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love
but
that
But I did.
So
I went
much.
To the kitchen. White I got
shirt,
her a whole tray
pants.
Of what she wanted.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
Ellen told her that story during the commercial break before 5 Second Rule.
That is so funny.
It was so funny.
I would
really
be
funny.
So happy to bring Heidi Klum appetizers.
I know. I was.
Yeah, I find her very entertaining, very real, very unedited, and fun. She always has a fun story.
I'd probably actually drive appetizers to her today if she wanted me.
Yeah. Ed Glavin would.
She doesn't.
And I love her.
She called. She doesn't want. Hence the reason we don't have you meet her.
Yes. Ed Glavin in the booth.
I'm going to beat up a Postmates driver somewhere and drive her appetizers.
Well, here's that 5 Second Rule that I was referring to.
So fun.
It's very simple. Kevin is going to give us a category. We have to name 3 things in 5 seconds and then hit the buzzer to see how much time we had left or if you didn't do it in 5 seconds, okay? I will start so you know what we're doing.
Excellent. Ellen, name 3 things you want to do in the new year.
I want to exercise more, I want to meditate more, and I want a new dog.
Ooh, with a second to spare. Heidi, name 3 of your favorite body parts on your boyfriend.
His wiener, mouth, and eyes.
Wow.
Ooh,
look at
there
that.
There we go.
You had a lot of
that faster?
That was good. That was faster than
that's a good
fast.
Start.
Ellen, 3 things to do on vacation.
Read, walk on the beach and watch the sunset, drink.
Yes. Heidi,
yes.
3 things to do with your boyfriend when the kids go to bed.
Oh, canoodle, kiss, and smooch.
Those were the 3 of the same things. Canoodle, kiss, and smooch are the same things. Technically, she did not get a point for that. Take it away.
Ellen, 3 other words for kissing.
Canoodle, smooch,
and
kiss.
See, she reused my words.
Heidi?
Yes?
3 words for hooking up.
Hooking up. Bonking, screwing, and
out of time.
Lose a point.
Yep, minus a point.
See, if this wasn't televised, but my children are possibly watching, so therefore, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, people have said the actual word before. We just bleep it. But anyway, let's go.
Ellen, 3 things you might do on a talent competition.
Oh, I would twirl, I would run, and I would do a magic trick.
Ooh. Heidi.
Yes.
Heidi, 3 ways to say no without hurting someone's feelings.
Don't call me, I call you. Sorry, it must be me. Or maybe next time.
Out of time.
Ooh. Good one.
Kevin Lehman, he's a producer, he's a writer, he's now an executive producer. He can actually host his own show.
I know.
Oh, please.
Like, really can do it.
Yeah.
No.
It's really interesting to me how talented you are, Kev.
Ah, thanks.
You're very good at that.
Should we talk for a minute about Jesse Tyler?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I thought he had a fantastic appearance.
Oh, my gosh, he did.
He's so
was
damn
really,
funny.
He was really funny. Yeah, he was really quick and really funny. Yeah. I mean, he's always entertaining, and he was really funny.
Yeah.
this time.
Yeah, he's really, I just love him. I just love him. And he comes out on the show, he enters, sits down, and before Ellen gets to ask him a question, he just goes right into a monologue about how brilliant she is and how grateful he is to her for supporting his career. And
well, yeah. he saw Relatable. He watched Relatable the night before. And by the way, you guys, podcast listeners, Relatable on Netflix. Like, do yourself a favor. As soon as this podcast is over, if you haven't seen it,
watch
Relatable. It is Ellen's return to stand-up, and it is brilliant.
Only watch it as many times as it takes you to memorize it. That's my advice.
Exactly. Right.
And here's Jesse just being really funny.
I'm not going to say Happy New Year because we're all done saying Happy New Year because it's too many Happy New Years. I mean, everybody you pass, Happy New Year. Okay. So you and Justin, what did you do for New Year's?
We went to a friend's wedding, which is very audacious to throw a wedding on New Year's Eve. But I was happy to go. It was a really fun wedding. But we cut out around 10:30. And we were in bed by 11:30. And Justin was falling asleep. And I was like, well, you have to... another half hour. Let's just make it to midnight. He's like, okay, well, wake me up at midnight. So I woke him up when the ball dropped. He gave him a kiss. Happy New Year. Literally two minutes later, sleep mask on, dead asleep. So we had a real wild, there he is.
Yep.
And I just feel like the sleep mask is like super aggressive. You know, it's like, good night.
Yeah.
Like, just like, okay, all right, we're done.
Yeah. You went to Vegas and you went to Gaga's show, is that right?
Well, no, I ended up at her after party. I went to Vegas, a friend of mine, Roy Choi, was opening up a restaurant called Best Friend in Vegas. So I went to the restaurant opening, and while we were there, I said, well, I'm gonna see Celine Dion. She's been playing there for 16 years, she's almost done. So we went to go see Celine Dion, but on the flight there, like Adam Lambert was on our flight, and Regina King, like half of like the Real Housewives. I was like, oh gosh, everyone's going to this restaurant opening. And then sure enough, I found out it was Lady Gaga, and everyone was assuming that they'd see me there. I was like, no, wasn't even invited, didn't know about it, no idea. So everyone else saw Lady Gaga, but I didn't.
Oh.
I'm going next month, though, because now I'm just like, well, I got to see Lady Gaga.
Yeah, for sure. Did you see Celine at Gaga's concert? Did you see?
I did.
There she is. She's doing a little bit of air guitar. There. There. And then she's going to say, everybody.
Oh, come on.
But nobody does.
Nope.
Everybody. No. No. Nobody will except her friend with her. That guy. That guy. And then back to air guitar in a second. There she goes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's living her best life.
Yeah, she was enjoying it. She was really enjoying it.
I mean...
Does she do air guitar in her show?
A little bit.
Yeah.
She was basically like, well, this is what I know how to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, she puts on a fantastic show.
I bet. She has a great voice. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like the greatest voice of all time.
That's hilarious.
You know what's fun to do?
What?
Well, first of all, 12 days is always fun.
The best.
Right. So fun that we gave away 12 days to a listener on our podcast, which was really fun.
We should call more listeners.
We should call. Hey, guy, do you want us to call you?
Yeah.
If you want us to call you, let us know. Because
tweet Andy your phone number.
Yeah, we're happy to call
you.
Please
do.
And by tweet him, DM him, please. Slide into his DMs.
So we gave away all 12 days of giveaways to one person, to this woman, Fernanda, who I believe is in Milford, Mass.
She's definitely in Massachusetts. Yeah. It was cold. Jeannie was there
live.
Yeah,
Jeannie was there. It is Milford because I had a friend from Milford, Mass, so I remember Milford, Mass.
Side issue.
Marcia Murphy from Milford, Mass.
Good to know.
There you go.
It's a great name.
It's memorable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember it.
A lot of M's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was her family fantastic.
You talking about Fernanda's family?
Yes.
Oh, man.
They were so hilarious.
Oh, man. Well, it's always... I love... One of my favorite things we do on the show is when Jeannie is... Well, really, it starts with Ellen making a phone call, disguising her voice and acting like someone other than Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
And the person on the other end is a huge fan of Ellen's. And they're always like, could this be Ellen?
Right.
But they don't want to assume it's Ellen, so they don't. And then Ellen has a little fun with it. And then the next thing you know, we're inside their home or apartment with a camera. And it just is so real. And I love it every single time.
The surprise is always... Nothing matches
this
surprise.
This one had a little drama.
But this family... So we surprised Fernanda. Now, Fernanda's mom was also there. Uh-huh. And Fernanda's mom literally dropped to the floor, and we thought we might have had a medical emergency.
Like,
we
really thought Fernanda, it was a medical emergency. Fernanda's sister also dropped.
Oh, yeah, man. No, for a moment there, I was like, oh, this is not going to.
It was like a family of
to.
Fainting goats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
We need an ambulance. It was just so perfect. So when you listen to this, you won't see them drop to the floor. Trust us, they did.
You can hear their energy, though.
You
it's
just
hilarious.
You can't pay for a reaction like this.
Hi, is this Fernanda?
This is Fernanda.
Hi, Fernanda. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing?
I'm sitting down.
Oh, I forgot to tell you who this is. It's Ellen DeGeneres. Hi. Fernanda, is somebody knocking at your door?
No! Oh my God, no!
Hello!
Is this really you?
Well, this is me,
I just
yes.
Just go in.
Are you, yeah, just going in. Hi. Hi, how you doing? I wanted to surprise you. I heard you're all big fans of the show.
I'm a huge fan of the show.
Someone fell down.
Every day.
Okay.
I've been. Marjorie, are you okay? Are you okay, Marjorie?
Marjorie.
Can you believe that Ellen's right there?
Your choked me.
No big deal, Dad.
Okay, everybody, just settle down. All right, good. You're okay. Stand up.
When you take a camera from that's been sitting outside in a van in 13 degrees or 15 degrees or 20 degrees for, 5 hours, and then the next thing you know, you're in someone's apartment, the lens steams up.
Yeah, hard to see what we're shooting with the steamed up
it's
lens.
It's always a fun shot to see the handheld cameraman reach around his camera to clean his lens so that he can see the person he's trying
to shoot.
That's
one clue you know it's a real surprise. The second one, for this is a fun fact for you people listening out there, if the camera's already inside the house and you get to see the person open the door, that's a produced surprise. They know it's coming.
Yeah.
We never do that. The camera's outside, they barge in, cross up. It's terrible television, but it's fun.
It's so fun.
The way we do this is we have Jeannie live outside.
Here's a little behind the scenes for you.
Jeannie really was born to do this.
We have some behind the scenes right here happening. Tell them, Ned.
And I can speak to Jeannie in her ear. So I do. And she can usually hear Ellen. If she can't, I'll just repeat exactly what Ellen says so that she can then act like she's hearing Ellen. And then, sometimes, in this particular case, when somebody falls to the floor and Jeannie's not sure if she should put the microphone in the face of the person who is standing up or tend to the person who has fallen to the floor, I give her a little guidance.
We like to just check the heart rate of the person who's fallen to the floor.
And so in this instance, I said to Jeannie, get down on the floor and ask that woman if she's okay.
And then we have Aaron, I think, was a cameraman. Norm is
Aaron
Norm Pinkston, was there.
Aaron Pinkston has been a cameraman for us, and he's also a producer, and he produces the shoots. Norm is our standard. When it's a one-camera shoot, it's usually Norm. Right. Norm's the guy cleaning his own lens. We don't help Norm. That's on Norm.
No.
That's his camera.
And Ryan, who's here in the room with us now, helping us with this, very often is also a guy out there shooting.
With a camera or some other heavy contraption wrapped around him. It's really, really fun. And it's also, and one of the reasons it's fun is you just never really fully know how it's going to go until you do it. So I enjoy that. And so, we gave away all of 12 days to this family, which is tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff. So if you haven't seen it on the show, it's worth watching the whole act. There's a lot of visual elements. So go to your DVR and check it out. All right, Kev, let's talk about writers talking in song lyrics.
All right.
Kev, set this up.
We did this years ago.
We haven't done for a very long time. Yeah. And through a comedy of errors, we ended up with some hidden cameras at a Walmart.
Yes.
And had nothing to do with them. And we were like, well, what about that old speak the lyrics we used to do?
Yeah.
And Lauren Pomerantz, who was gone for a couple of years, just came back.
One of our favorite writers.
One of our favorites. And she is so wildly uncomfortable.
yes,
talking to strangers to begin with. And then Ellen picks out songs with the most uncomfortable lyrics you'd have to say to someone. And
she can only say the words of the song.
Literally, that's all she can say, in the order that they come in the song. So we sent another writer that's new and we love her, named Benda, and Lauren to Walmart to speak these love songs to these strangers. And here's what happened.
Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm. Because he was an angel.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. And I'm so amazing. I've loved, I've lost. But that's not what I see. Look what I got. Look what you taught me. That's why I say thank you.
You're welcome.
Next. Thank you. Next. Next. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. Next. Huh? Thank you. Next. Next. Thank you. Next.
What do you think? You next?
I've loved and I've lost.
I know.
Yeah. That's not what I see. So look what I got.
They lost from
you. Look what you taught me.
Yeah, I don't know.
And for that I say, thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Next.
Next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Next. You can be amazing.
Huh?
You can be amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug.
Oh, thank you. Do we have prison rights?
You can be the coolest.
Oh, thank you.
Or be the backlash of someone's lack of love.
Come on, let's go.
Is there a problem?
Come on, let's go.
Is there a problem?
Let's go.
No, no.
Let's
no,
go.
No
so
problem.
Why are you all up on
let's
him?
Go.
No, why are you all up on him?
Sorry. Bye-bye. Sorry. I didn't think I would die this way. Oh, yeah, be careful who you talk song lyrics to. It's a...
Okay, so that last woman,
oh,
you
God.
Have to go to the show to watch the look on this lady's face. She turns around, she gives Lauren a death stare because she's seemingly hitting on her husband. She approaches Lauren and... Lauren's face, you can see that she's about to get killed in a Walmart, and Lauren says, oh, I didn't think I would die this way,
right,
as she walks away just cringing. And so we have to get the people's permission. I don't know if you want to tell this part, but you can if you want. We have to get the people's permission to show their faces on television.
Sometimes sometimes you get it.
Yeah.
The lady who approached Lauren looked like she was going to kill her. She did sign, but she goes, sorry, I got so mad, but he has a soft spot for white ladies.
Oh, my God. Is that fantastic?
So we'll do that again. We showed the tape piece to Ellen in her office, and she goes, oh, we are doing that a lot more.
It's just the perfect combination of hilarious and also awkward and cringeworthy.
Oh, it's great. So,
but it's also so sweet that they're also, you know, hear these people walk up and speak song lyrics to these unsuspecting people. And more often than not, the response is compassion for our writers who seem really to be sort of with
off.
A screw loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them end in hugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts.
Thanks for
listening right now if you want to hear more of this really brilliant conversation.
Yeah.
And don't forget to watch out on weekdays for even
more
fun. I'll be right there, Kate.
Okay. And if you want us to call you, let us know, because we want to call you and talk to you guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye.